Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Great to get a win. Real proud of the guys, real proud of the staff, the way they got the guys ready to go. Great environment, special environment. Really appreciate the fans showing up the way that they did and staying there the whole game. Just looking up in the stands from where I stood on the sideline, didn't look like many people left at all, which is not surprising, but very much appreciated. Want to thank the staff who worked to get the stadium ready. When you think about it, 18-plus inches of snow and all the work that went into getting the stadium, number one, you know, playable, and number two, safe for everyone who came to the game tonight. And can't thank everyone enough who chipped into that effort and gave their time and energy to get us ready to go here. So it means a lot to me and our team. And had a chance to get over here last night, met some of the workers, pretty special people, you know, hearing their stories coming from all over Texas. One of the guys I met worked at Harvard and yet showed up as a Bills fan to help shovel the stadium out, which is pretty cool. Anyway, really appreciate that. And again, great to get a win. Now looking forward to getting ready for the playoffs here. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Sean, as the send-off goes, for what could be the last, very low last game here, The celebratory feel to that game with this, you know, and to win the way you did, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, it was important. You know, I said it last week at the beginning of the week, and this game was important to us as an organization. It was important to me as a coach. It was important to us as a staff, important to the players, and I really appreciate them taking it that way in their approach. And, you know, when you have – it was a delicate balance, as you guys saw, of, hey, the health of some of the players, keeping other players managed in terms of their rep counts and giving some young guys opportunities and some new guys who have joined us opportunities to play so we could see what they bring to the table. And so it was a little bit of a challenge during the week, but I thought the staff did a phenomenal job, as did the players, really focusing in on, you know, our standard and how we play. And it showed up, you know, on the field early. So, you know, I tip my cap to those guys and the way that they prepared and came out ready to play.
Did you have a chance to look back at the crowd?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't leave. They didn't. Yeah. I mean, they stayed through this game. What was your feelings that way?
I mean, I felt a little guilty at times looking up in the stands. I'm supposed to be coaching, you know, but I guess I haven't done that a lot just because you're so focused trying to do your job. And But when we got to a spot where in the fourth quarter, after scoring and we were getting our kickoff team ready, just taking a second or two to look up into the stands, people singing Mr. Brightside, and I mean, come on, where else does that happen in the NFL, right? That type of togetherness, that type of fellowship, community, love you know, of their team and of each other, and I'll never forget it. Special moment.
A couple of downsides, it looks like, with Prater and then maybe Max. Do you know anything? And Max seems like it's a significant thing if you didn't let him kick anymore.
Yeah, you know, it happens in the second quarter, so we started putting a plan into place, and then we get in at halftime, and we're told he can't go at all. So, yeah, it's we'll have to see what it looks like tomorrow. I'm sure they'll get some films of it, and we'll know a little bit more. But, yeah, unfortunate.
What happened with Max? Looked like an ankle?
Yeah, a little bit of an ankle. You know, really would have preferred not to have one of he or Trey out there. But we were in a situation where we were out of ups and didn't have another corner to go to on the active, you know, at that point. So I think Dane's practice squad. Yeah, so we were out of practice squad ups. We had two already being used, and so it's unfortunate there. But we'll see where it goes here.
Were you aware at all about the Houston game and the possibility of if they had lost, you could have gotten to the fifth seed? I mean, before the game,
yeah.
Were you at least paying attention or even wondering what was going on there?
Oh yeah, yeah. I had it on in my locker. Yeah, I was aware. So, yeah.
How tough was the James Cook decision and kind of with trying to get him the rushing title, but he's such a key part of what you want to do going forward?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if he got hurt, you know, people would probably not let me walk. They'd make me walk home or burn my car. I don't know, you know. But that's the, you know, that was part of the give and take of the week of, okay, how long do we go? I gave him a quarter. As I told Joe during the week, I was like, all right, he's going to have a quarter and no more. And then after, as I got closer and closer to the game, I'm like, nah, quarter's too much. So I'm probably not a great gambler in the casinos, but it helped when we knew what Jonathan Taylor in the afternoon he had. But we also wanted to know where, in terms of tonight's game, where that could go, and felt like it was, I still pray that, you know, he wins it, he deserves it. Felt like we could get him to, you know, 150, somewhere in 150 in terms of the spread between him and Derrick Henry, and we'll see. Did the best we could and trying to be fair to James and yet take care and fair to the team as well. So,
Sean, what's the transition like mentally for you going from this, you know, this celebration, as you said, and understanding it, what it meant to the community, to the fans community, and where your head was with that, knowing coming up next is the, you know, the be all end all of playoffs. So how have you transitioned?
Already there, you know, honestly, already there, Vic. That's what we do. That's who I am in terms of, my wife would tell you I'm pretty good at compartmentalizing things. So, yeah, that's where my head is already right now. Is ready to put in the work to get ourselves ready to go to play our best football. That's what this time of year. That's what it takes. You can't beat yourself. You got to play good, solid football, and you know, we'll have a big challenge ahead of us here.
Talk about a lot of last times at this stadium. I know, like, I hear people saying last time before the locker room. I've heard some of that talk. Is it possible you use this? I mean, for the practice and stuff. Did it? You guys still play outside? Would you practice in the stadium?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. My mind is
not for Jacksonville. But.
Yeah, no, my mind is not there right now. It's a interesting thought, Tim. So. Possibly, I don't know. I mean, my mind is focused on putting in the work for this next game here. So.
Sean, is the hat an ode to Marv?
Yes. Yeah. Appreciate Jeff Mazurek, our equipment guy, and his staff do a great job. And it was in my locker. Jeff shot me a picture of it last night, and it was pretty cool, you know. So I want to make sure I honor Coach Levy. He's been great to me. What a class act. Everybody knows, you know, all Buffalonians and Bills fans know him. And it's really special when, and I think I've said this before, when a coach who is a true legend is also a class act and has been very, very generous to me, has shared, you know, wisdom with me over the years. His family's embraced me and my family, and I hold him in high regard, and his entire family are just true class people.
Why was it important to get Dalton Kincaid some action?
Well, he hadn't played in a little bit and had been kind of, practicing, not practicing. You guys are aware. We talk about that almost every day. So I thought it was important that we got him going a little bit, but not too much to where he was too sore to come back and practice this past week. So just some momentum, some wind at his back a little bit here. I thought that was important for him. And he did a good job. Loved him. Yeah, I loved him. Yeah.
See him again?
Will we see them again? I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. That's probably a question for ownership. I don't know.
Did you get a chance at any point this weekend to hang out with some of the, Jim and all the guys who were here? Did you?
I saw Jim and Anthony Brown's pharmacy on Friday night. You think I'm lying? I did. I was. Picking up something, and I hear Jim's voice at the cash. This is a true story. Cash register, and it's like 6 o'clock on Friday evening. And I walk up, and Jim was there, and so we shared a couple minutes of a conversation, and it was good to see him. And then I see Steve every day, and then I saw Andre before the game, met his son, and so I mean it's really special that. Those guys are all, most of them are around quite a bit, and but in the community, and they're awesome. They've been so supportive of us, what we do, how we do things, and appreciative of the way we go about handling things. So it's been great. It's been a great partnership.
Coach, how can you reflect on your first game here as head coach to this final one here at Heimer?
Probably a little less hair, maybe. Than I had then. The way I remember it, it was a full head of hair back then. I don't know what you guys saw, but that was a joke.
I got something.
That was a joke, yeah. No, I mean, it's, what 9 seasons does to you, what the lessons you learn as a coach, but also the lessons you learn as a man, the way you develop gratitude, the way I've developed gratitude for so many things over the years, and maybe that's just the journey of life, right? And even tonight, taking the time, like I said, I did to maybe get outside of my job for a second to appreciate and take in the moments of watching the fans doesn't happen, everywhere, or that's a once in a lifetime. Like I said, that's not coach speak. It's, you don't get an opportunity like that a lot, especially when you're down the sideline trying to do a good job. So, yeah, you just learn over the years, and you appreciate things, I think, more and more because life moves fast.
Sean, okay. As you kind of turn now, you mentioned already being kind of in playoff mode as the sixth seed. Is there a mentality that you have to kind of cultivate this week to prepare for what you guys have to set out to try to do on the road the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, we're going to have to be a tough football team. That's where it starts, and you can't beat yourself. So there's more to it than that, but it's an important week for us here, obviously, and we've got a lot of work to do, and got to check the injury report because we've got some injuries popped up again here. So I think that's the first step to know who's available for us. That'll be the first thing. Tomorrow morning, item on the to-do list here.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.